This is Akashvani, the news read by Apogapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched this mission during the celebrations of 150th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Modi said, Mission Mausam has been launched to make the country climate smart and future ready. He said, this is also a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness.
IMD ne in 150 varshon mein na keval karodo bhartiyon ki seva ki hai balki bharat ki vaigyanik yatra ka bhi prateek bana hai. In uplabdhiyon par aaj dark ticket aur vishesh coin bhi release kiya gaya hai. 2047 में जब देश आजादी के 100 साल मनाएगा तब भारतीय मौसम विभाग का स्वरूप क्या होगा इसके लिए विजन डॉक्यूमेंट भी जारी हुआ है.
The Prime Minister lauded the long journey of 150 years of IMD, saying that this is not just the journey of the Indian Meteorological Department, but it is a glorious journey of modern science and technology in the country. He also released the IMD Vision 2047 document for weather resilience and climate change adaptation. It includes plans for weather forecasting, weather management and climate change mitigation. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to veterans on the occasion of 8th Armed Forces Veterans Day. In the social media post, PM paid tribute to the veterans, acknowledging their sacrifices, courage and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the nation. The Armed Forces Veterans Day is observed every year to honor the service and dedication of personnel, recognizing their invaluable contributions to the nation. In Maharashtra, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said the contribution of veterans in their defense service tenure is unforgettable and it has kept the glorious history and tradition of this country intact. He was addressing the 9th Armed Forces Veterans Day celebrations at Headquarter Maintenance Command of Indian Air Force at Vayusena Nagar in Nagpur today. While stressing the need for India's self-reliance in the defense sector, Gadkari also underlined the importance of all the three defense forces for establishing world peace and non-violence. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted India's rising global stature and its unique ability to navigate a polarized world while providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Spain, he emphasized India's approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas on the global stage. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed optimism about India-Spain relations, stating that ties between the two nations are on the cusp of significant advancement. Yesterday, the External Affairs Minister held talks with his Spanish counterpart, Jose Manuel Alvarez. The President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, will be on a five-day visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, MPs and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the visiting dignitary. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. In the inaugural session, he said that the board will focus on the welfare of turmeric farmers, developing superior turmeric varieties and boosting exports. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great traditional fervor across the country today. The festivals are celebrated to mark the auspicious occasion of sun moving into the zodiac sign of Capricorn. On the occasion, people take holy dips in sacred rivers, cook traditional food, share it with friends and family and do charity as gratitude. At the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj today, the Makar Sankranti Amrit Snan is taking place. Over 1 crore 60 lakh people had taken the holy dip till noon at Triveni Sangam. The rituals are going on smoothly. Upholding tradition, they also engaged in charity, deepening the festival's sanctity. People also participated in the Ganga Aarti in large numbers this morning. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.